This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1186, Getting Off Scot-Free and Other IELTS Crime Idioms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn fantastic, interesting phrases that will shock the examiner. Why will they be shocked? Because no other student will show this amazing vocabulary. Listen up and learn phrases for crime and punishment today.
Hello, Aubrey. I don't know why I tried to have an accent.
I enjoy it. I love it. Whenever you throw in a little British accent, it's fun. It's good times.
You know, I just realized that Robbie is Australian. I didn't know that. I thought she was American.
Well, she does a really good American accent then.
Yeah.
Because she usually, did you see she's going to be Barbie? She's cast to be.
I heard about that. That is
so fantastic.
It's supposed to
be really funny. I read that whoever was writing this said it was like the best, most clever script they've ever read.
Oh, now gosh.
I'm excited about the Barbie movie.
I'm super excited because she chooses the best scripts.
Yes.
I, Tonya was really good. But then
yes.
You've heard me talk about Suicide Squad and Harley Quinn. She is the best Harley Quinn. I love her. Anyway, that's not why we're here today. guys, we have some awesome phrases and idioms you can use in IELTS speaking and writing. It's not often we give you idioms that are okay for writing as well. So we will point out which ones you could use anywhere on IELTS. But the reason why these are so useful is because they can all be used about the topics of crime and punishment, various other things related to those two topics, right? But this happens on IELTS. It's like crime topic, and students are usually kind of lost.
Yes, because it is higher level thinking. If you haven't happened to read something in the news about it recently, it's probably not something that's going to come up in conversation every day. So this is, it's a little trickier. You need to be purposefully learning vocabulary to be able to use for these topics.
Exactly. And we were inspired to create this episode for you because of a listener message, right?
Yes, exactly. I will go ahead and read that for us. It's from Subin from South Korea. And I believe sent questions before because said, I have another question for you.
Awesome.
Said Noel Gallagher, one of my favorite singers, said in an interview, not Jessica's favorite singer.
I just made
singer.
A face.
If you see this on YouTube, you'll see Jessica's disdain for Noel Gallagher. He's the lead singer of Oasis, right?
I don't like them.
I don't like them at all.
I don't like their music. He is very whiny. I'm sorry, Subin. Sorry if any of you like Oasis. We can still get along and have different Oasis opinions. But his voice bothers me because it's so whiny. But the main reason I don't like him is because he compared them to the Beatles. And he said they were like better than John Lennon and the Beatles. And I just can have
shocking.
None of that.
We just can't with that. We can't with
just
that.
Can't
no.
even with that.
Imagine the hubris. Is it hubris or hubris of comparing yourself to the Beatles?
Imagine all the people that hated him when he said that. Anyway.
Right. Back to the question. Back to the comment. Sorry, Subin. You're allowed to like who you like.
Yes. Sorry.
So the quote is, I'm not a great singer. I'm not a great guitarist. Okay. I feel better about him now.
I know.
Right. Okay. At least there's a little humility coming through here. I certainly can't dance, but because my songs resonate with people, I can get away with it. Get away with saying that you're like the Beatles. What are we referring to here? No, you can't get away with that.
You can't get away with that, Noel. So what does that mean? What does he mean by he can get away with something? When do we say that? What does that mean?
Yes, right. This is a really fun phrase. This is what we're diving into today on some related phrase. So you've been asked, what does this phrase get away with mean? And you will hear it a lot. Natives use it all the time. And it means that you're doing something that no one's going to blame you or be upset with you. For some reason, it's okay that you're saying this, right? Yep. It's like if you're trying to play a trick on someone, if you get away with it, it means you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like you do something that is bad. It could be really bad, like murder, or it could be kind of bad, like not doing your best at work or showing up late at work, right? Anything you're doing that you should not do. If you don't get in trouble for it, you got away with it. Right. Yep. So it is like kind of a general idiom. You can apply it to anything bad you do that you don't get punished for.
Yes. And we use this as slang as well, even for things that aren't necessarily bad, right? Like if someone colors their hair some fun, crazy color don't think I could do, would be like, okay, I couldn't get away with that, but you can. And it's like, it's the same as saying pull it off. I couldn't pull it off, but you can.
Yeah.
It's fun slang too, right?
That's so good. That's so good. Yeah. I have people say that to me. People comment on my hair all the time because it's not like normal. And they're like, oh, I wish I could get away with having short hair or whatever.
Totally.
So that's so true. So two very different ways or contexts that we use get away with, right? Well, not super different, but they are different contexts.
A little, yeah, for sure.
I don't think this is appropriate for writing though, but I would recommend using it anywhere on the speaking test because it's not something we hear from students and it would help you get that 7 or higher for vocab.
Yes, and it's so useful for so many kinds of different questions, especially where there are these two different meanings, right? If you're talking about crime and start saying something like, criminals shouldn't be able to get away with the crimes that they're doing, there should be stricter laws, or you're describing a person who has amazing hair and be like, she can get away with wearing any crazy outfit, having the coolest hair, you can see how it could be useful for lots of different questions.
Totally. I love it. Very flexible. Guys, do you think you would get a 6 on IELTS if you took it today? Or a 6.5? Or a 7.5? Or an 8? Guys, you can find out for free in 5 minutes. We made a free IELTS quiz for you guys, and we give you resources based on your results on the quiz. So right now, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. One word, my score. allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, now the next phrase comes from Shakespeare, which Aubrey discovered. But it's a great phrase. So to get off scot-free. So this is, again, only for speaking, guys. This is almost the same as get away with, right? Except it's a
Very
little bit
similar.
More fun. So to get off scot-free, it means that you're not getting punished for anything, but it is emphasizing the fact that there's like zero bad things that happened to you because of what you did, right? So how would they be used differently? For example, let's say that someone like steals a TV. There's a criminal that steals a TV, right? And he gets away with it. Like he goes home and the police don't catch him, but he feels like so bad about himself and his mom finds out and like he gets in trouble or something. So he got away with it because he wasn't arrested, but he didn't get off scot-free because there were still some negative consequences.
Yes. And one big difference here is it doesn't have that second meaning. I would never just say to you, you have this cool hair, so you get off scot-free. No, it doesn't mean that. We don't use it slang in that way. It just has that first meaning of not having a negative consequence, you know, not getting caught for something you did that was bad, right? If that person did steal a TV and nothing happened and no one ever found out, you'd be like, he got off scot-free.
Yeah. And I think we often use this in a judgmental way to describe people we want to get punished or we think they should be punished.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So, if you're asked about like the environment and litter and pollution and stuff like that, this is a great way to express your, anger. If you have an angry opinion about it, like you could say, I am fed up with companies getting off scot-free for ruining our environment. Or so this is a good way to express like a strong emotion.
Yes, exactly right. I'm sick of people getting off scot-free with littering every day, blah, 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 right? Anything you see people doing and having no negative consequence for, mm-hmm. this would be perfect to use that to express your frustration.
Yeah, totally, totally. Okay, so this next phrase, this is the one you could use in writing, okay? Because this is, it's not idiomatic, but it is high level for sure. To say that instead of saying no punishments or no negative consequences, you can say they faced no repercussions or repercussions. So I guess it becomes idiomatic if we use it with the verb face, right? They faced no repercussions. So get simple meaning, same as the other ones, basically. It's just like there were no negative consequences to something they did wrong.
Yes, and this is spelled a little difficultly. This is a difficult word to spell. So I could actually see IELTS using this on the listening exam, because if this were a word, it's like a Wednesday, a word where it sounds a little different than it's spelled. So definitely, guys, check the spelling on this. This is a little bit of a tricky one. Make sure if you're going to use it on IELTS writing that you spell it correctly. But I agree. I've never seen a student use it in an essay. So band 9 for sure.
This is high level for sure. Yeah. So again, like any essay question that asks you about crime, you could totally work in this phrase to face no repercussions, right? Because those are often like problem solution type questions where you have to suggest appropriate punishments. This could also be, there are also a lot of questions about children and punishment, right? What is an appropriate way to teach children, to punish them or not or whatever? So this phrase could be worked in there as well.
Yes, all right. Definitely to replace punishment, to say there should be repercussions.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So this last phrase, it actually also makes me think of the Beatles. On Abbey Road, this is in one of the songs, someone was born with a silver spoon. So to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth, and we shorten it to be born with a silver spoon sometimes, that just means you were born rich, like life is easy for you. And so this connects very strongly to my mind with these other phrases, because there's an idea out there, right, where certain levels of society don't face the repercussions that other people do. And it's certainly correct. So again, this connects for sure. If you're saying, you know, well, let's say like a white dude in his 50s who owns a company, he gets caught for drunk driving, he might not face any repercussions. He might get off scot-free, in fact. However, if someone who maybe doesn't speak great English and doesn't understand what the cop is saying, I think they would face much harsher repercussions.
Yeah, it makes me think of the show House of Cards, if you guys ever saw that. It shows all these politicians that are breaking the law very severely, and they get off scot-free because they have all these connections, right? And you, unfortunately, you know, that's a lot of how it works. It's horrible. But yeah, a lot of people getting away with stuff they shouldn't because they know the right people.
Totally, totally. Okay, so I love these idioms today, guys, because they can help you express strong opinions that the examiner asks for about very difficult topics related to crime and punishment. Remember, guys, we created a free IELTS quiz for you, and we will give you free resources, guys, based on your results on this quiz. It only takes 5 minutes, so go to allearsenglish.com/myscore to check out that free IELTS quiz. All right, Aubrey, enjoy the rest of your birthday week, and I'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Jess. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.